Hello, it is me, your auntie with all the tea, honey. I am back. I've been gone for a minute, but I am back with another podcast. So, let's get into some things, because some things have been going on. Alabama rapper Honeycomb Breezy is in the news, unfortunately. She is not, we should not be uplifting her because she is dating everybody in Hollywood. He said the real credit should go to the industry men that have ran through her and not wifed her. Well, honey, you know he got drugs for all this, and I beg to differ with Boosie because I think she should be applauded. Because when a man dates and sticks and moves, and then you date this one for 60 days, this one for 2 weeks, this one for 2 days, yeah, you're fine. Nobody says anything about you. You're an eligible bachelor. But when a young female does it, oh, she ran through. She been with everybody. Nobody's gonna want to wife her if she been with everybody. I beg to differ. I mean, only her, Lori Harvey, and whoever she's dating, when they're in the room alone, only she knows if she busting it open to whoever she with at the time. So, she's the people's champ, because she's sticking and moving. She's not getting dumped. She's the dumper. Yes. We're going to take a brief interlude and we'll be right back. Gorilla Glue girl, the woman is 40 years old, okay? And I still cannot fathom that you're 40 years old. at the bottom that clearly said industrial adhesive on it, and you still put that in your head. I'm just, you know, it's all over, said and done now, but I just have a hard time believing that part. Now, Jessica Brown could not get her GoFundMe money because the account was under investigation after several attempts of trying to claim her GoFundMe money, which is over $23,000. She says every time she went to go get it, go to the site to get her money, the account said that it was under investigation. So many people called and stated that the fundraiser, the GoFundMe, was fraudulent. Therefore, they put her GoFundMe monies under investigation. So, Thursday, GoFundMe site, you have to state what your intentions are with the money that was raised for you. You have to state what you're going to do with it. And so Jessica Brown says that she's going to donate $20,000 of the $23,000 to the Dr. Obing, the doctor that removed the glue out of her hair free of charge. She's going to give him $20,000. And then she says she's going to give the rest of the money. She's going to donate to the three families in St. Bernard Parish. So, we'll see what exactly becomes of the money. So, someone else tried to Gorilla Glue their hair, this black chick. I don't even know her name. I'm not even giving her any time. I'm not giving her no recognition. She's not finna get no clout on any of my platforms, because this whole thing is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Why would you purposely put the adhesive on your hair after someone else have done it, so you can try to get clout and get a GoFundMe and raise money and get verified on Instagram? But why are we verifying people for doing stupid stuff? Why are we verifying somebody who accidentally caused harm to themselves? Why are we verifying them for that? I think there should be an outrage for that. Outrage for that. And you have people with their businesses, they're selling things, they're doing positive things on Instagram, and they yet to be verified. But this woman, Jessica Brown, puts adhesive in her hair. She gets verified. She gets millions of followers. Thousands upon millions of followers. For this. This country is just... Where are y'all's head at? Wake up. Well, that's all I have for today. Tune in again with Tea with Auntie. And stay safe.